Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Well, the Lord told us that it was His will for us to prosper. Yes, He did. I accept that. I believe that. And we are going through the Bible now looking at proof of this revelation that it's God's will for us to prosper. That's why we're calling it Prosperity Proven. But we talked about how, what prosperity is and what poverty is. And we talked about the scripture, you know, that you don't prosper first in your account or your pocketbook. You prosper first in your soul. Right? You got to quit thinking like a broke person. You got to quit talking like a poor person. You got to begin to see yourself in Christ, in redemptive reality. Amen. And He, though He was rich, He was made poor for our sakes, that we might be made rich. And in Christ, we're just as rich as we are saved, as we are healed, as we are righteous. That's not based on what you feel and see. That's an accomplished fact in Christ. Well, you got to begin to talk that way. Amen. Think that way. Amen. Make plans to do things that rich folk do. That's one of the biggest challenges that you have, is getting your mind renewed so that you don't think. I know a lot of you like me. I grew up in central Mississippi, and I grew up in generations of poverty thinking. And you just think that way. I mean, you look in the Sears catalog when I was a little boy, and they had the good and the better and the best. I never looked at the best. That was for somebody else. Right? I didn't even look at the better. I mean, you wondered if maybe someday you could get one of the good ones. But you didn't even look at the other stuff. Why? Because you think broke. You're not just broke on the outside. You're broke in your soul. You're broke in how you see yourself. So we talked about that. And then we talked about what kind of God is our God. Is He a God of prosperity? Or is He a God of poverty? Is He a God of abundance? Or is He a God that sometimes likes to see you struggle some? We looked at His names. What does His names reveal? Because so many of His compound redemptive names reveal His character. We looked at El Shaddai. Ain't nothing broke in that. Right? Ain't nothing poor about that. El Shaddai. We looked at Jehovah Jireh. There's nothing poor and broke about that. Right? And then we went back and began to see the patriarchs. The people who started out in covenant with God and knew God. They're alive today. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And God revealed Himself as the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Some dozen times in the Bible, He refers to Himself as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And they're alive right now in heaven. We said, if we could get them to come down and interview them. If I could take, you know, Father Abraham today and hand him our wireless mic and say, Father Abraham, you walked with God. He calls you His friend. Does God ever want us to be broke? What did you experience of God when you walked the earth? And we went by it in detail. What kind of God did Abraham know? He knew a God who blessed him. Oh, who made him very rich. Right? What about Isaac? Same thing. Inherited all his daddy's money. Started out life like that. He knew a God who made daddy rich. And just increased him all the more. He knew a God who gave him 100-fold in 1 year. Right? What about Jacob? We've been talking about him. Well, Jacob had a rocky start. He started out as a deceiver, a liar, and a tricker. And because of that, he didn't start out like Isaac did. I mean, he made his road rough. He wound up leaving home, had nothing but his stick in his hand, out camping out, sleeping on the ground. And God revealed Himself to him, said, I'm the God of your daddy. I'm the God of your grandpa. I'm going to give you all this ground you're sleeping on. As far as you can see. He said, well, if you will, and if you'll be with me and help me get back, not get killed, not starve to death, and give me something to wear, I will tithe, and I will, you'll be my God, and I'll be your man, and this place will be the house of God. And he did it, came back, walked out there with a stick. 20 years later, he's a hard worker, he stayed with it, and he trusted God, came back a rich man. Everybody say rich man.
Rich man.
That's the kind of God Jacob knew. Turned and changed from a deceiver to a prince with God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Jacob to Israel. And we begin to study Joseph and see that Joseph knew a God who prospered him as a slave. He was a very prosperous man as Potiphar's slave. Now explain that one. The man is a slave. But he's prosperous. What does that mean? Wears good clothes.
Yes.
Eats good food. Rides a nice horse,
yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Somebody said, who is that? That's Potiphar's slave boy. Huh? He don't look like no slave boy. But then it went down. And he lost that position because of Potiphar's lying wife and wound up in jail. But he wouldn't give up his vision. He wouldn't turn loose his dream. God had showed him a vision of him ruling and reigning. Right? And he wouldn't turn loose of him. Even in jail, he didn't lose his vision. How many are seeing something? You know, you can't be a fly-by-night person with this kind of thing. You got to lay hold of the vision and word of God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And I don't care if a month passes, a year passes, 5 years passes, 10 years. You stay with it. You just keep believing it. You just keep saying it. You just keep expecting it. And we see Joseph in one day come out of the dungeon and become ruler of all the land. How quick things can change. I said, how quick things can change. He wasn't sleeping on the street. It was worse than that. Right? He wasn't eating half of a sandwich. It was worse than that. He's in the dungeon with chains and rags on his back. Now let's pick up there and go on. Go back to Genesis, please, again. I want us to see something that happened, and we're going to begin to see a big principle in the Word of God, a scripture you know, but I won't bring it up right now. See if you discern it, if you think of it before we get through. In Genesis, the 39th chapter, how many believing with me tonight now? You hooked up with me? This is not just all up to me. Utterance is greatly affected by the hearers. Be believing with me. Genesis 39, we talked about the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Did they know a God who wanted them broke? Did they know a God who stole from them? No. They knew a God who made them rich. Every one of them. Very rich, the Bible said. In material things. And Joseph, he started out privileged, got the coat of many colors, but then because of envy, everybody say envy.
Envy.
Now see, that's what we already started talking about. Prosperity brings up these issues. The more blessed you are, you have to deal with it. The more God does for you. I've been praying about some of these things for myself, you know, right now, because I'm blessed. I am. But the Lord's dealing with me about other stuff He wants to do for me. And do with me. And I've been saying, well, Lord, I'm okay. I mean, I'm happy. But you know, ministers, a lot of times, hide their prosperity from the people. It's a common thing. And we haven't done that. And I don't intend to start that. But I'll just be honest with you. You have to deal with it because you realize, well, some people think, well, that's too much. Well, how much is too much? It depends on who you ask. Right? To one person, you know, $100 is too much. To another person, $1 million is nothing. Depends on who you ask. Right? And that's why pastors are tempted, and not just tempted, I mean, I know all kind of pastors that hide their prosperity. They hide it. And I know why they do. Because you don't want to deal with the flack. You don't want to deal with it. What you know people are going to say. and a lot of it's people don't even go to the church.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm? But you know it. And so you are tempted, but I don't believe in it.
No.
There are scriptures in the Bible that talk about as the prophet or as the pastor, so the people.
Yeah.
We're all linked together.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And my prosperity and yours is linked together.
Amen.
Right?
Amen. Yeah.
And we're supposed to lead, not just in prayer and in Bible quoting. We're supposed to lead.
Yeah.
Right? In vision. Amen. You excel me and go way on out beyond me in prosperity. That's wonderful. Tell me about it. Stir me up. Right? But I'm supposed to take a lead too. We're supposed to think big, talk big on every area. Can you say amen? And if people talk, then they talk. Now that's easier said than enjoyed. But I'm not just saying it for my benefit. It applies to you equally. Right? Because, you know, you're blessed to a certain place. People don't say too much. But you go beyond that. And folks start talking about you. Did you hear me? Are you willing to take that? Are you willing to deal with that? Are you willing to be thick-skinned and to just say, well, you know, they don't know what they're talking about. They don't know what I give. They don't know what I do. And don't feel like you got to defend yourself all the time. What business is it of theirs? Well, don't get worked up. Relax. I told you it was happening. I told you it was part of the deal. How many remember when Jesus was talking about the rich young ruler? And he told him about giving. And then there he talked to the rest of the guys. And he said, anybody, you turn loose of houses and lands and whatever, he went on down the list, for my sake and for the gospel's, he'll receive 100-fold now in this time with persecutions. Now, I know you don't like that part. I'm not crazy about it. But it's there. Right? And the Lord's going to bring you up. Hmm? He's bringing me up. He's bringing you up. And people are going to look at you and they're going to go, how much did that cost? And you ain't going to want to say. And you don't have to say. But nor do you have to hide your blessings either. Well, I'm not wearing that to church. You better wear it. Bring it on.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You better pull it out. Let's see it. Let's big ring.
Yeah.
If I have to wear my sunglasses up here, I will. Whoo! Who's got that big ring on?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Wealth of the Sinner, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R507. That's R507. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.